and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. Five more minutes of this. In the last episode, I listed the first two criteria you should think through when trying to determine what kind of a business you should own, whether starting or buying one. There are many options, too many, and it could be daunting. I discussed considering your abilities, that is your skills and knowledge, and your resources, that is your time and money. Narrow your options by considering those things. Two more for us to work through. The next criteria is to look at your opportunities. What opportunities do you have? What circles are you running in? What doors are open to you because of your life context? Opportunities are connected with abilities and resources in the sense that they typically flow out of them or are in tangent. You're in certain networks because of your skills and knowledge, time and money. Build on that web. One thread at a time, continue to capitalize on your current opportunities, no matter how small. Capitalizing on opportunities is a snowball effect. You keep playing the hand you're dealt wisely, depending on your position at the table, and things stack up. Do you have access to certain people with unique skills, knowledge, and resources? Are you meeting with them and talking to them? Draw wisdom from the springs you're given. Build on what you have. Are you capitalizing on your current opportunities? When thinking about your opportunities in order to determine your potential business endeavors, consider also what opportunities you don't have. You might have big aspirations, but what is the realistic path forward? Dreaming beyond your current opportunities is good when you're growing your aspirations, but when it's time to do the work and make progress, a realistic vision of what you currently have and don't have is what will grip your tires onto the asphalt in order to make forward progress. And on that note of not having opportunities, if you need them in order to get to where you want to, think about how you can stumble across them. Sure, we can't create opportunities ex nihilo, but we can till the soil and foster the environment where those opportunities may grow. You can't force people to talk to you, but you can be in the room where those people are. Like I explained in episode 59, if opportunity isn't knocking, build some doors. And the final criteria to consider when determining what kind of a business to own is your desire. What do you want? Now, this is the last of the four criteria on purpose. It's equally important as the other three, but I don't think it's the first list we should make. Way back in episode 3, I talked about not romanticizing your calling. Your business is not about you. It's about what value you can provide for a customer. The value offering that customers are willing to pay for is the business. And to determine the value you can give, you must consider your abilities, resources, and opportunities first. But if you're not interested in owning this specific business, after the first few failures and pitfalls, your motivation to keep going will dry out. Desire and interest is the fuel in your tank to keep the business car moving forward. Desire is what drives you to build the abilities you don't have. Desire is what drives you to create the resources you don't have. And desire is what drives you to foster the opportunities you don't have. If your heart's not in it, your head and hands won't be either. So it's important to want to be playing this game. Are you interested in serving these customers? Are you fascinated with this product? Do you care about this business? But just because you don't have the desire doesn't mean you shouldn't work wholeheartedly. If you're stuck in a situation and your desire's not there, the answer is not necessarily to get out of that situation. If your abilities, resources, and opportunities all line up, but your desire does not, maybe your issue is a discontented lack of gratitude for what you've been given. Maybe not, but it's a possibility. What you can do is pray for a deep sense of gratitude in your station and for your desire to align while you demonstrate the sort of effort as if it already had. If everything else lines up for you except your desire, try committing wholeheartedly to the endeavor for 24 months and then reassess. Perhaps once you start seeing more fruit coming out of faithful, wholehearted effort, your desire will spring forth. It's worth an honest attempt. But either way, when considering what kind of a business to own, there's your four criteria: your abilities, resources, opportunities, and desires. Aspire big and make real progress. We'll be right back.